Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live. Ian Freeman will not be with us this evening. He has something else to do.
Part of Ian Freeman will be played by Captain Kickass tonight.
and the part of
Chris, you're doing a great job, Captain.
Hey, thanks. The part of Chris Wade will be played by Nikki Sunshine. And the part of Nobody will be played by, well, Nobody.
Nobody can follow in the shoes.
I'm calling it Far Out Friday because, Nikki, you're wearing a Grateful Dead t-shirt, and nobody has already commented on the Grateful Dead t-shirt, and I know nobody's a bit of a hippie, and while I'm, really a heavy metal guy, I have love for the hippiest man. Peace,
well,
man.
The funny thing is,
Far Out, man.
My first Dead show, I got sent there to buy acid. But from the name of the band, I thought I was going to a metal show.
Oh, weren't you in for a surprise?
I really was, and it actually took a little while for the music to grow on me, but the scene rocked. Just all these hippies tripping balls and having a good old time, with or without clothes. They didn't care.
So you thought the name Grateful Dead was a metal band?
I did.
It does kind of sound like metal. Band, if you're not familiar.
Yeah, like a death metal band.
Yeah, death metal is what I would have expected.
I would have just expected you to be like, really like an old Grateful Dead fan from way back in the day.
Maybe
you even traveled
in the 80s
from town to town.
I did do that after.
All right. So my expectation wasn't wrong.
But no, my first Grateful Dead show, I was 15 and I hitchhiked down there from Ann Arbor, Michigan Akron, Ohio.
That's the way to do it. You got to hitchhike to a Dead show.
Yeah. And it was a hell of a show. It was actually, I didn't know this when I was going down either. But it turned out to be Tom Petty opening up for Bob Dylan, who in turn was opening up for the Grateful Dead.
That was your first Dead show?
That was my first Dead show.
That's wild.
That's a hell of a lineup, too.
And it was a mind-blowing experience, too. I said, I went down there for acid, but...
I'm sure you found it.
Well, I did find it, but the thing is, I had the sheet and a half of acid.
You probably found
God,
too.
Going into the show, so I had the acid in this cloth bag around my neck, so I took it off my neck and I put it in my underwear.
Oh no.
Well, it was a hot day.
Yeah.
And I was sweating balls.
And now you're tripping balls.
I was. So I've got this acid just running down my legs, and it stopped. And I don't really know what's going on. I just know that I keep getting higher.
Wow.
And so then after the show, I was out in the parking lot, got a little paranoid, decided the FBI was after me, so I had to eat the rest of the evidence. And, I was high.
You are hardcore, nobody.
Weeks.
You are hardcore.
Weeks.
I can only imagine.
Did you guys hear that that Nancy Pelosi was the highest official ever to visit Taiwan?
Just a drunk.
Well,
she's not
when she's high. I think it means she was doing bong rips the entire plane ride over, is what I think.
That'd be pretty comical.
Right?
I'd like to see that.
I mean, if you're going to be the highest official, man. Wow.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
All right, this is Free Talk Live. For those of you wondering what the heck you're listening to, it is Far Out Friday, man. And the telephone number here, if you want to join us, is 603 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
Ian, finally, or whoever I am, nobody, finally back from that trip I was talking about, mostly.
And Nikki. It's hard to follow that.
Yeah, I
don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. But it's okay, because nobody cares.
And nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Nobody knows.
Nobody can hear you, and we can hear nobody. And that's how space travel is possible today, man.
Yeah. Whoa, man.
All right, so this is just so weird that we have to talk about this. The UN declares war on dangerous conspiracy theories. Quote, "The world is not secretly manipulated by the global elite."
Oh, good. A message from the global elite telling us that they're not manipulating the whole world as they announce that they're going to manipulate the whole world into not saying that they're manipulated by the global elite. I think that's a great idea for the global elite to do that.
Isn't this like, I don't know, police announcing that they don't shoot dogs, even though like it's like one every hour?
Yeah. I do not beat my wife. Just don't pay attention to her black eye.
I do not smoke crack cocaine.
I'm trying to think of like other
I'll
good
do some
examples. Like WWE wrestlers. This is completely real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that routine? I do not smoke crack cocaine.
What, Whitney Houston?
No.
Everybody's seen
Where's
that
the receipt?
Routine.
Yeah.
No, who did it?
I don't even know the guy's name, but it's on YouTube. It's hilarious.
Well, the United Nations has declared war on conspiracy theories, describing the rise of conspiracy thinking as worrying and dangerous.
And now they're conspiring to put a stop to it.
And providing the public with a toolkit to pre-bunk and debunk anybody who dares to suggest that the world governments are anything but completely honest, upstanding, and transparent.
Because the world governments are going to mess you up if you don't believe that they're completely benign.
The UN also warns that George Soros, the Rothschilds, and the State of Israel must not be linked to any alleged conspiracies.
Are they like trying to use the Jedi mind trick?
It's good that they're telling us exactly who's involved in these things.
I don't write these. This is actually from a website called newspunch.com, but I've seen other sources claim the same thing about you know, the UN basically says that there's no conspiracy theory. It's not secretly, the world is not secretly manipulated by anyone.
It's openly manipulated. Are they not familiar with the World Economic Forum? Or are those more of the people who they announced were not involved?
Well, and this is just so funny because, you know, so many statists are going to be like, see, you conspiracy theorist, look at this article right here. It says clearly they are not controlling and manipulating the world.
Yeah, and Bill Clinton said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky.
Apparently UNESCO has teamed up with Twitter, the European Commission, and the World Jewish Congress to launch the campaign dubbed Think Before Sharing, Stop the Spread of Conspiracy Theories.
I can do whatever I want.
The UN wants you to know that events are not secretly manipulated behind the scenes by powerful forces with negative intent.
Sure. No, they're doing it out front.
And
they are literally manipulating us with this very statement saying they're not manipulating us.
Very astute. And if you encounter anybody who thinks the global elite are conspiring to consolidate power and dictate global events,
call the global elite helpline at this number.
You must take
and we'll make sure that a black helicopter shows up and whisks him away to where he won't bother you anymore.
According to UNESCO, if you are certain you have encountered a conspiracy theory on the internet, then you must react immediately. Post a relevant link to a fact-checking website in the comments.
Oh, God, because nothing says truth more than being a paid liar for Facebook and Twitter, the biggest manipulators of, well, the biggest tools for the manipulation of opinion by the global elite.
Yeah, whenever I see anything fact-checked, I'm like, oh, I better check this out, because I'm not going to believe.
This definitely isn't true.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. Do you believe the world is secretly run by the global elite?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
It is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. I haven't been on a Friday night in quite some time.
I've never been on Friday, well, I don't think.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm enjoying myself.
There was a period of time when, well, I did 7 days a week for a couple, two
that
three
was
weeks
fun.
For a minute, whatever it was. I don't remember how it
your,
might have been.
Your 15-day stretch or whatever it was.
16, maybe, I think. 16. Yeah.
I knew it was in more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But.
That was a fun time. I enjoyed doing it, but, man, like doing 3 hours of radio once a week.
Every single day.
Is one thing, but doing 3 hours of radio every day, 7 days a week for, you know, more than 2 weeks or whatever, that's an interesting thing, you know?
Well, and I'm sure not only just that, but kind of having, like, the weight of the entire show resting on your shoulders, so to speak, because no one else could really knew how to do any of the stuff that needed to be done.
That was interesting in and of itself, and it turns out that it takes a village. You know, it's like not like I could do what I could do, and I did whatever I could do, and other people had to step up. And like, I commend all of our listeners, the community here in the Keene area, and even in New Hampshire as a whole. Like, one of the things that was great and also kind of weird for me, because I was like, oh my gosh, I could get so much done if people would just stop reaching out asking if I needed help. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to ever turn down people asking, hey man, you know, if you need something. And like, I love everybody who reached out. I do. And that's why I took the time to respond to everybody. Every message that I got, you know, I responded to and that kind of a thing. But at the same time, like, the response was overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I'm in the middle of trying to get stuff anyway.
See, one thing that I've found is that in like activism related projects, people don't understand the need for support staff.
Yeah.
Like, the technical guy should not be answering emails. He should not be doing anything. I was at a startup, and that was the only time I had to do a project from scratch in a corporate setting.
Yeah.
And the board didn't like me very much. I got a call from the CEO one time, 3 o'clock in the morning, he calls me up. He says, I had to set an alarm for this. Why do I have to call you at 3 o'clock in the morning? And I said, because I know you're not going to call me at 3 o'clock in the morning and waste my time, is why. And you want me to get this done on time, right? And he'd say, okay, yeah, you got a point there.
I think if you are looking for a career change, if you've been doing a thing and you're looking for a career change, a startup company is a great place to make that career change, because oftentimes in a startup company, if you see something that's not getting done, and maybe it's something you've never done, but you're pretty sure you can do it. If you just start doing it, all of a sudden you're that guy now.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, nobody's doing any marketing? Great, I'll start doing it. Nobody's doing any tech support? I'll do that. Nobody's doing any
development? Hey, why are you talking all my jobs?
I was about to say it. Nobody has a lot of responsibilities here.
Nobody does have a lot of responsibilities. So speaking of this, if you would like to help be that support staff for the Liberty movement, I can tell you there's an open source project to get Cell 411 back under active development, and it's going really slowly because, like, I'm learning three new languages, I'm learning a new operating system, and Android is like nothing else I've ever seen. It looks like, you know, the guy who painted all the staircases?
Escher?
Yeah, well, if Escher built a Linux box, it would look like Android on the inside.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about, the staircase to nowhere.
Yes, it's obfuscated. Yeah. It is absolutely bizarre, and it doesn't have to be that way. It's that way not because they can't make it better. They can make it better. It is that way because they want to control you, and they want even technical professionals who get inside an Android box to be scratching their head going, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, that's
here.
What they do with everything and nowadays, even cars. You know, yeah. You can't even do your own oil change on mm-hmm. some cars. They just make things unnecessarily complicated, yeah. So you need to bring it to the dealership to even get simple maintenance.
And then
done.
At the dealership, they have, I'm going to call them silos, but they have, we'll call them specialists, right? So, like, you might have two mechanics on duty, mm-hmm. but one of them, you know, can only do transmissions, and the other one can only do engine work. So if you got a suspension problem, you got to wait till next Thursday when the suspension guy comes back from vacation or whatever, right? So everybody is a specialist for whatever reason, right? And so they keep these skill sets siloed so that, you know, there's not one guy who can sort of take care of all your needs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been talking about this announcement from the UN that, there is no global elite trying to control you. The world is not secretly manipulated by the global elite.
Says, no need to worry. Carry on.
Says the UN, which...
Says the global elite.
The global elite,
yep,
of course.
Yep.
So.
They've investigated themselves and determined that they did nothing wrong.
So they've put together a campaign of all things, of course. So propaganda. That is sort of anti-conspiracy theory. Okay. And so...
Well, okay, if the first thing is, if you don't believe in secret organizations, what's the CIA budget for? Because I thought that the CIA was a bunch of spooks, don't take that racially, and that what they did is they spied on people and they manipulated elections in theory in every country in the world except this one. But what I want to know is, say there's 270 countries in the world, and you've manipulated elections, 269 of them. How much credibility do you think that gives you in my eyes?
You know what? You've
told me that you lie and you propagandize for a living, and everybody knows that's what the CIA's budget is for.
You must be a conspiracy theorist. That's the only thing I can think of. You're a conspiracy theorist,
yes,
and we have to call the Ministry on Truth.
Conspiracy. And it's funded right out there in the open air. And they've done some stuff that would curl your hair. MKUltra, they finally admitted to it.
Yep.
They did that. Now, I'm an advocate of LSD. I love LSD.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, as a teenager, once I made the mistake of giving somebody a hit of LSD without them knowing it. It was like my best friend, and I feel so badly for having done that now. But you know what? The CIA did it over and over and over again, and they seem to be enjoying the results. So what kind of people are they anyway? I mean, all I had to do was feed somebody acid once to go, oh, wow, giving this stuff to somebody who isn't expecting it is not only not funny, it's cruel.
603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us here on tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. What is the phrase? Nothing will make you seem more crazy than knowing about three things that the CIA has done and admitted to.
That's why nobody talks about this crap.
More Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senators plan to work this weekend on a big spending package known as the Inflation Reduction Act. Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill will lower costs, including prescription drug prices, and will further reduce the deficit and combat climate change. Meantime, Republicans call it a massive tax and spend bill. Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. NSC Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the United States has shown to China that intimidation will not work.
We're going to keep an aircraft carrier in the region to monitor the situation. We've made very clear our continued support for one China policy and our continued support for Taiwan's self-defense.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. High fives and handshakes continue at the White House as the United States added 528,000 jobs in July, that number far exceeding industry analysts' expectations. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh adding,
when I look at this report, we've recovered almost every single job that we've lost or was what people were laid off during the pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The unemployment rate also falling to 3.5%, the lowest since the pandemic struck in early 2020. Despite two COVID shots and two boosters, President Biden continues to test positive for COVID-19. The president's doctor, although not meeting with the media, sending out a memo saying Biden's cough has almost completely resolved and his vital signs remain normal. President Biden and the First Lady heading to Kentucky next week to get a first-hand look at some of the flooding damage. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in and listening on this Friday night. The telephone number you need if you want to participate is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about the fact that the global elite have basically told us that the global elite say that there is no conspiracy for the global elite to control the rest of the world secretly or otherwise.
Yeah, the CIA, Mossad, none of those guys, they've all got morals.
The Rothschilds,
not perpetrating.
The Rockchilds, or is it Rothschilds?
Well, all of them.
Rothschilds.
Because the reality is, the conspiracy theorist is the guy who picks out a few of those and says, this institution is corrupt. Okay. The realist says all of these organizations are corrupt in their own little way, because spiritually, and I gotta get, yeah. As a minister, the spiritually, what is a corporation? It's a golem. Okay? It's a person under the law. You know, all this corporations legally, are not people. Yeah. Well, under the law, a corporation is a person because it can own property, it can sue, and it can be sued. So the thing that has those properties in the law is called a person. But it's a person with no conscience, a person with a soul. Actually, they do have a conscience, but it's disposable. It's called a CEO. And when your CEO gets full, you just reach in there, pull your conscience out, replace it with a new conscience, use that one till it's full.
Kind of like they do.
Till it can't take it anymore.
Kind of like they do with presidents.
And some of them are psychopaths. Statistically, some of them have to be psychopaths. Yeah. So the idea that psychopaths don't conspire, that's what they do.
Yes.
You know?
And so,
statistically, you're a fool if you don't think there are any conspiracies going on, because you can't create organizations with no conscience and no soul and expect them to act in a way that wouldn't constitute a conspiracy were it fully known.
Coming back to your point about realism, I fully believe that the organization most commonly referred to as government can never be an organization of good because it is based on theft.
Exactly. Exactly. And that biases the kind of people who are going to be involved in it, because I would never go to work for a company where the customers came kicking and screaming. That would make me miserable. Yeah. If I'm, that's why I quit programming for the banks.
Yeah.
Because I realized what they were.
That's commendable,
okay?
too.
And it was like, no, I'll code on cell 411 for $10 an hour before I'll work for these guys for $200K.
Well, and typically the people that are drawn to positions of power are not good people.
Exactly.
When you have someone that's like, I want to rule over people, I want my word to be the final say, I want to have control over people, whether they think that they have good intentions or not, it doesn't matter. You still want to control other people, and that is naturally going to attract corrupt individuals.
Yep.
Same with the police. Yep.
So let's, some people say mankind is basically good, and some people say mankind is basically bad. Let's split the difference, okay? Looking inside any microcosm of humanity, you're going to find a whole variety of people.
Yep.
But if you're in a business where the primary thing you do is apply force on people who don't want to be seeing you right now, then, you know, it's going to be slanted toward having people. And it's like the Democrats say, oh, my God, the Republicans are horrible. And the Republicans say, oh, my God, the Democrats are horrible. Mm-hmm. But if you admitted to yourself, instead of looking at it through a partisan lens, the things that you know your own side has done and supported, wars first.
Yep.
Okay, then how can you not denounce them? How can you pretend that they're farther away from each other than they are from us?
It's a great point. Wake up to what you already know. You don't even have to wake up to what other people think. Wake
don't
up to what you already know.
Don't let anybody convince you of something. Just inventory the knowledge you have right now about what they really do.
And observe it from a position of where does the evidence take you. And if you do that, you will very, very quickly see that the organization known as government, state organization, or statism, if you will, if you want to give it an ism, statism, only has one tool, and that is force. That is the threat and use of violence. That is the only tool that they have to accomplish anything. They might masquerade as a service provider. They might say that, oh, well, we're taking this money for the roads, or we're taking this money for defense, or we're taking this... But what you're not realizing is they're taking the money. You did not give consent for them to take this money. Show me the paper you signed. Show me where they presented it to you, and you went, this sounds like a good idea. I think I will give them my money. Wait, what happens if they do a poor job? Can I find another provider?
Nope.
Right.
That's it.
Now, what would happen actually under anarchy if the if all they lost was the ability to tax, very little at first would change.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as long as they've got support of 80% of the people, then they're welcome to rule those 80% of the people.
But only that 80%.
Exactly.
Not everybody else.
And that's where the problem is. So that's the ability they lose without the ability to tax, is the ability to say, I got this pet project, and I want other people to pay for it.
Right.
Now, if you're willing to say that, why would you not rob these people at gunpoint? Are you going to claim morals? You just did that with an army as a weapon.
Imagine if everybody could just keep everything that they earned, and then when something needed to get done, somebody stepped up in a community and said, okay, you know, this needs to get done. Mm-hmm. I can figure out how to do it, but hey, let's everybody contribute. They start a GoFundMe. They make a rational case for the benefit of the thing that needs to get done, and whoever wants to contribute to it does, and then the thing gets done, and then everybody goes back to what they were doing in the first place.
Or even there
and
could be
without them
some
in the way, we would have ten times the wealth we have today.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so whatever, maybe we'd have to pay 20% of that to somebody else to keep us safe from the government, which is what, that's the security service I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I want, but nobody has impressed me as yet with their ability to do the job. But the thing is, it shouldn't be something that you have to defend by force. I'm sorry, Nikki, I've been talking over what you wanted to say.
No worries. Well, I was going to say, in terms of funding programs that we need, right? Because that's typically the status argument, but what about the roads and the libraries and the hospitals and the schools? You still could have, like, town by town, hey, if you want to live in this town, we just need this certain amount of money, or we need, you know, 10%, or you have to agree that you're going to help with this project. It doesn't even have to be monetary, you know. You're just going to help do this project,
imagine,
or you're going to help work at the library once a week, or whatever it might be. There are voluntary solutions to solve these problems.
Yes, but the state won't allow them.
And if you added up all of the money, you can argue about whether it comes from corporations or this group or that group, wherever it comes from. All of these organizations are funded by money. So every time you donate $10 to the Democratic Party, okay, that's $10 that you can't donate to Planned Parenthood. Well, on the other side of the aisle, okay, every $10 that you donate to the Republican Party is $10 that you can't exclusively devote to pursuing your vision of justice. Okay? So where do you put your money? Where you care, not where the politicians care.
603-283-6160. You would all have more money without the state.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Free Talk Live. If you are a new listener, you can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Powell.
And Nikki.
Esquire? Really? You're an attorney now?
No, I'm not an attorney. I just like using ill-defined terms.
Me too. That's,
Because people say that like it means something, I don't know what it means. So somebody come and tell me. If you call yourself Esquire, I invite you to come on the show and explain to us exactly what that means.
603-283-6160. We've been talking about
it's
these.
It's true they don't conspire in private. Mostly they conspire in public.
We have been talking about the UN recently saying that, no, there is no global elite trying to control the world secretly, et cetera, and so on.
That's just what the global elite is secretly trying to control the world would say,
yeah.
Isn't it?
But what I do like,
what would Jesus do, but you should also ask yourself, what would Orwell do? Because he was a socialist. When he imagined 1984, he was trying to figure out how to control people.
What I do like is what I like to call anarchic infrastructure. What does that mean? Those sound like big words, Captain. They are. Anarchic just means, like, within the definition of anarchy, that is to say, no rulers. And then infrastructure, a system. system designed to accomplish a goal. And so I can't think of a better example of anarchic infrastructure than cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, anything that's a decentralized cryptocurrency. And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so I just want to read a little bit of this. They put out some propaganda pamphlets and things of that nature. Conspiracy theories, what are they? Why do they flourish? They start out with a big, bold, all caps, be warned. The COVID-19 pandemic has seen a rise in harmful and misleading conspiracy theories. It may be difficult to recognize them or know how to best deal with them. Question, what are they? The belief that events are secretly manipulated behind the scenes by powerful forces.
Okay, let's fisk this. Let's address it line by line.
Paging Hanover Fisk.
Okay, so you have the global elite telling you that the global elite aren't trying to take over the world from their position of having taken over the world already. Okay, and so what... What are they telling us the imaginary part is?
It's
all a conspiracy.
So they say a conspiracy theory has these six things in common. So hold your comments until we get through the six things.
Okay.
Well, number one, an alleged secret plot. Number two,
no.
A group of conspirators.
No, I won't be silent. Because right there you have a lie.
An alleged secret
most
plot.
Most of these plots are not secret. We know that. We just don't understand why people don't look at the actual effects of the policy and think, well, if these are stupid people, they're very dangerous stupid people, and if they're smart people, they're horrifically evil.
Number two, a group of conspirators. Number three, evidence.
Yes, they are. Congress is a group of conspirators.
Number three, evidence that seems to support the conspiracy theory.
Oh, they've got evidence. That's how you identify it. Oh, my God. They actually wrote that. How can... Okay.
If nobody was,
I can't even remember what I was ranting about. What was that last one? Could you repeat that?
You know in the cartoons...
I completely cut off the oxygen to my brain.
You know in the cartoons, like the Flintstones or whatever, where like they would show a character literally below their top?
Yeah.
That's what just happened here in the studio.
I don't even know what I was talking about. Like, that was...
Nobody's head separated from the skull.
Radio hosts go psychotic. They say something... That's completely true on the air.
So let me recap this for you really quick, nobody. Basically what they said was that you're a conspiracy theorist if you have legit evidence to back up your arguments and your points.
Yeah. No, they didn't say if you have evidence, if they have evidence that didn't check out. Because they don't want you to look into that. It's not critical thinking these people are encouraging. That's what they're afraid of.
It is crazy that they even had the balls to say that in this article.
Oh, it's so
funny. Remember when liberals had question authority?
Stickers.
Well, I mean, I think...
Not anymore.
Hopefully listeners
not
to this
anymore.
Show are questioning
what happened?
Authority.
A conspiracy, okay? You don't move a people, a whole big gang of college-educated people, you don't just jack them, rip them from one side of the political spectrum to the other, and say there's no conspiracy because that takes work. I've been trying to do it for a while. It's hard.
Okay, just don't like flip a table in the studio or anything.
Oh, these tables are really heavy. Ian, what is it with me and Ian's name? Either I'm trying to steal it or I'm just getting it wrong.
You're just used to him being here on Friday night.
I am. I keep looking at you and going, who's that?
Yeah.
And it's like,
who are these strangers?
No, is it Roach? No, it's definitely not her. She's way prettier.
Yes.
And so who is this person? And then I realize, but sometimes I sputter a little when I'm getting it out.
Well, nobody knows. this. Number four, nobody they knows. Falsely suggest that nothing happens by accident and there are no coincidences. Nothing is as it appears and everything
because
is connected.
Because in the society we run, everything happens by accidents and everything is just a coincidence.
Number five, they divide the world into good or bad. And number six, they skate.
Because by end, that's skate? Literally what having morality means, is you look at the world and you say, each and everything individually, you say, is this good or evil? That's called having a conscience.
Well, you're not supposed to have one of those.
No, you're supposed to be a corporation.
You're supposed to blindly trust whatever you hear on the TV.
Yet.
You mean you don't believe your television?
Without a corporation, it's hard to get rid of your soul.
That's a fact.
You know? But when you have soulless organizations that are run by imaginary people...
And because I said six things, the number six thing, they scapegoat people and groups.
Oh, and who does that? This will be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are going to have a winter of death. So there's a conspiracy for you.
Definitely.
People were trying to get you to think that, and now they're trying to distance themselves in your mind from the seeds that they planted, but those seeds were planted by them.
Oh, yeah, and didn't they say that the vaccine was 100% safe and effective?
Oh,
yeah, except
if
now
you
it's
have
giving
these
babies
vaccines,
heart attacks.
You're not going to get the dreaded COVID.
Except everybody that got vaccinated did get COVID
over and
multiple times.
Over again. And I think I had it once. I don't know. I felt sick once for a week during this whole pandemic. So either nothing happened to me or I got the dreaded COVID and kicked it off like a cold. Okay? Maybe I'm just a badass, or maybe just about everybody you know had exactly that experience, but they're calling the aberrations to the fore because they know that if they throw enough spaghetti at the wall, some of it is bound to stick.
So, you know what? Going back to this article, you know what it reminds me of? How they're like, oh, you can't have evidence to back up your arguments, and you can't use logic and reason. It reminds me of all the people from Atlas Shrugged.
Yes.
Where they're like, no, there's, you know, A plus B doesn't equal AB. 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. There's no way that we could know this. There is. Stop using logic and reason. That's not what you're supposed to do, and how they just completely are trying to change actual truth. This is the same thing that they're trying to do in real life.
And this is the essence of the mission of government. The mission of government is to absorb all of the energy that you have available to put toward useful things so that you won't do it in a self-directed way.
Coming up, does the USA stand for the Ukrainian sugar daddy account? 603-283-6160, hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.